Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, this is Comedy Bites.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Thank you very much. Hello. Hello, I'm glad you got warned that I was Scottish. Just the people panicking, going, uh-oh, I'm going to have to concentrate on this act. So it's lovely to be here. I know it's radio, but I should address my face. I look Scottish. I've got very intense eyes. I look like I carry matches, but I don't smoke. But yeah, I love coming to a studio. I come every year, but this is the first year I've got to bring my partner with us. And he's gay, by the way. I'm not. Oh, and, well... Can we cut that? And the thing is, though, I find that it's weird how we met, right? Because we met years ago. We've only gone out for, 2 years, but I've always known him and I've always had a crush on him. But I didn't want to tell him I had a crush on him because I thought that's creepy. I know when you say... it's supposed to be romantic going, hey, I've always liked you. But I think when you say, I've always liked you, what you're actually saying is, every relationship you've ever been in, I've been watching and waiting... for it to mess up and for me to become the only option. So I didn't tell him, and then randomly one day he told me he's always had a crush on me, and I was like, oh, I've always had a crush on you too. And now I'm literally going out with my best friend. And thank you. The thing is, it's so weird because it's going really well because we've already got loads in common. Like, we've got the same grandparents. Man, what we're going to do, make weird babies. But the... The thing is, though, because I've had with exes, my first partner said to me, you should have an autism test. And I was like, no, I'm going to have 2 autism tests because I like even numbers, remember? And I didn't want to go for an ADHD test because I'm already LGBT and that's enough. Like, what are you, Larry? I'm ADHD LGBT, so I identify as an eye exam. But I went for the autism test a couple of months ago, and I've got it, boo. And I hope you're happy for me, can't read your faces. But I mean, it's weird being diagnosed autistic in your 30s. Like, I don't think it's going to change anything. Well, I hope it doesn't. I hate change. But it's making me question everything now, though, because I'm thinking, oh, I might actually be straight, but I was just with a guy the first time, now I'm stuck doing it. The reason why I thought I wasn't autistic, though, is because I thought I don't have, amazing ability. Because usually there's a stereotype that you'll have a superpower. Like, you'd be amazing at maths or, piano or something. I've got none of them. I like gremlins. That's one of them. I've actually got gremlins tattoos, all over my body. And thank you. I probably didn't even need the autism certificate. I've got them.
Is this the autism test? No, I am autism test.
Thank you very much. And thank you. I know it's a good impression of him because I've been practicing for 6 years. Who needs friends when you go, folks, you've been absolutely lovely. I hope you enjoy the rest of your show. I've been Larry Dean. Thanks for having me.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.